Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Dave Prano. So what made you decide it was time to leave KNDU and start your own agency?
You know, I just turned 40, and I did miss the self-employment. I figured that I had learned as much as I was going to learn in this position, and I'd always wanted to start my own advertising agency. I worked with several agencies out of the Spokane market that I was very impressed with how professional they were, how creative they were, and how they managed the day-to-day dealings, and especially how they dealt with their vendors. And I just said, you know, I think I can do this.
So you started PS Media with Mark Showalter, as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come together from your perspective, and why did you think he would be a good partner?
Well, one thing you need to know about Mark Showalter is he, in my opinion, is one of the most creative minds I've ever worked with. And he had a local list over there at the television station. And
was he at KNDU also?
He was also at KNDU, okay. Right. And we had our desks around the corner from each other. And the day that I decided to leave, I told him, and I said, I want to go build something, and I'd like you to come build it with me. And he jumped on it. So
when you had made that decision and you had that discussion with Mark, how much longer was it before you left KNDU and PS Media was born?
It was probably 6 months. It was probably early March of 99 when I finally decided that it's time to go. And then by September, PS Media was operating out of Mark Showalter's basement.
You know, you worked on the TV side for so long, and you'd mentioned as a regional sales manager, you dealt with ad agencies out of Spokane and other markets. Having exposure to that and those agencies, did it give you ideas of what you should do or what you shouldn't do when you started your own agency?
Well, there was a couple of things that I took away when I was working with these Spokane advertising agencies. One was their ability to communicate and in a transparent way. What their goals were, which helped me to do my job to achieve it. And the other one was whenever I did business with them, they made it turnkey. They provided everything I needed. They gave me the insertion order and they gave me the creative. And all I had to do was plug and play. And when we started PS Media, that's what we strove to be.
Were other local agencies did they not operate that way at that time?
You know, I really didn't have much of an opportunity, even when I had a local list, to deal with very many advertising agencies. And there was probably a half a dozen throughout the years that kind of on the mom and pop scale, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you would describe Mark and I when we started.
So talk about that when you started compared to now. When you started, what was your company model like then? And what does it look like today?
Well, when we first started, we were basically a media placement buying service that also had creative services. And we outsourced some of the creative. Mark would take care, he would be the art director on everything, but we would outsource some of the labor to get the job done. Today, we've got everything in-house. You know, we've got video production, we've got graphic arts department, we've got media placement, digital media placement, social media placement, and we do some event management.
So you do all that under your roof?
Everything under our roof. About the only thing that we outsource anymore is voice talent and acting talent. And then if somebody has a big collateral piece that they need printed, we're not printers, so we take that out house also.
Talk about the event side.
Yeah, the Mid-Columbia Boat and RV Show. It did not happen this year, like a lot of other events.
But as far as an ad agency goes, you've done more than just do ad placement design and stuff like that. You guys got into, early on, you guys got into the event, the Boat and RV Show type thing. What drove that or what took your business that direction?
We had a dealer, a boat dealer, and it was Northwest Marine at the time, and an RV dealer, and it was Chief's RV at the time. And they came to us and they said, fellas, there used to be this boat show over at Big Pasco, and it's not been around for years. It was kind of one of those Dale Metz setup things. And when Dale retired, the show ended. Mm-hmm. And they asked us to bring it back, and so we started out. We brought it to Columbia Park, and our second show was later that year in September, the week of 9/11. So,
oh wow,
that was different.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Dave Prano.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Retter & Company Sotheby's International Realty.